bafuni abahambe ha he hi ho hu abahambe.
We don't have peace. We need peace. Please, this is too much. Like now, I'm not working. They broke my salon. They just entered the settlement too much. They spoiled everything.
In a continent that is confronted by political instabilities, lack of economic opportunities, food security and violence, migration becomes the only hope for the people. I'm Faith Modise, and this documentary will explore the recent social instabilities in South Africa. For some, South Africa, a posture of opportunities. For others, it represents pressure, frustration and competition with already limited resources. But behind the politics, behind the anger, and what is hidden or rather portrayed behind the headlines are human beings trying to survive. This documentary explores the realities of migration in South Africa through the voices of both foreign nationals and South Africans living with the impact of migration every day. I went out and spoke to the people affected by the government's decisions, or rather the negligence. Let's embark on a journey where we get to find out how deeply affected the residents of South Africa, those documented and undocumented foreigners, are.
Mina njengomhlali wala eSouth Africa. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi konke kusezandleni kahulumeni ukuthi ekubhekisise lokho ukuthi kunabantu bala eSouth Africa abanama qualifications nabantu abafundile besebenzisa imali abazali isikhathi eside, so manje imisebenzi abasayitholi ngokuthi kuvumeleka kakhulu abantu bangaphandle ukuthi bengene, esingazi ukuthi bangena kanjani ngoba abanye abaningi abanamaphepha bese beyasebenza la khulumeni.
Every year, thousands of people cross into South Africa searching for safety, work, stability and survival. According to reports, the end of the Cold War and dismantling of apartheid in South Africa shifted migration patterns. South Africa became the primary destination for economic immigrants and refugees from across the continent. Today, countries host millions of refugees and migrants seeking better economic opportunities or fleeing conflicts in regions like the Horn of Africa and the Sahel. Stricter European border controls have simultaneously redirected many African migration routes to focus on North African transit hubs or within sub-Saharan economic corridors. Some arrive legally, while some go beyond the regulations to be in South Africa. Many leave behind economic collapse, political conflict, violence or poverty in their home countries. For undocumented migrants, survival often begins with fear. Fear of arrest, fear of deportation, and fear of being discovered. Yet despite the risk, many still come. Because staying behind can sometimes feel even more dangerous than leaving.
I'm ready to go home for the safety of my children. Why? Because even if you are documented or you are not documented, they are chasing us away at their houses. So it's better for us to go home, and myself, I'm ready to go with my children. For the sake of my children, I must go. Even myself, I must go.
Across Johannesburg and other parts of the country, migrants work in restaurants, salons, construction sites, factories and informal businesses. Some send money home to support the entire family. Others sleep in overcrowded rooms, uncertain of what tomorrow may bring. Without proper documentation, simple things become difficult. Opening a bank account, accessing healthcare, finding legal employment, and reporting crimes to the police. For many undocumented migrants, invisibility becomes a form of survival. However, migration in South Africa is not only a migrant story. A story unfolding inside communities already struggling with unemployment, poverty, crime, and failing public services. In many of these communities, frustrations is growing.
People said you must go, but you are not going anywhere. We are Africa. We are not going anywhere. Yeah. We are not going. We are not going. Yes, 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 yes.
South Africa remains one of the most unequal societies in the world. Millions remain unemployed. Public clinics are overcrowded. Housing shortages continue and continue. In many communities, migrants have become the visible face of deeper frustrations. Some South Africans believe undocumented migrations place pressure on jobs, healthcare systems, schools and housing, while others accuse foreign nationals of contributing to crime, illegal trade and unsafe communities. Though some beg to differ, they believe all these issues are due to government failures. These perceptions have fueled tension, anger and some cases, violence.
No other person is allowed, for example, to confront someone in the street, in the pathways of our country, to demand proof of identity. We know that South Africans are not xenophobic, as there is no space for xenophobia, for racism, for sexism, for Afrophobia, or any other form of intolerance in South Africa.
But the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum, Dr. Vosmuze Sibanda, warns that the public frustration is often directed at migrants instead of broader systemic failures, failure in governance, failure in economic policy, failure in border management, failure in service delivery.
Well, look, I think that the issue of illegal immigration on its own, of undocumented people, the manner in which, you know, is being handled, along with that of documented, you know, migrants, is very problematic in the sense that there is lumping of the two together. The issue of, you know, migration needs to be dealt with in such a way that those that are not documented either become documented or are obviously, you know, deported. But even if there is deportation of those that are not documented, it must be done in such a way that, one, you know, the full process includes making sure that if somebody's got a family, the manner in which it's done is done piecemeal and it's not effective, because people are documented leaving their jobs, leaving their whatever, you know, their benefits. But if somebody had to be taken, you know, and along with his family and, you know, all his benefits at work, and deported with everything that he's got, that person will not likely, you know, obviously come back.
However, in recent years, community patrols, police raids, calls for stricter border controls have become louder in public discourse and political campaigns. For undocumented migrants, daily life can quickly become unpredictable.
If they feared for their lives, they wouldn't be here. Remember, they left their countries because they feared for their lives, didn't they? Now, if they fear for their lives, what's stopping them from going to the next country? Why are they still fighting to be in South Africa? If you fear for your life and you're an immigrant, this is the best time to go back home. And if you fear for your life, you ran away from your country because you feared for your life. Why are you fighting in South Africa?
Yet within the tension and division, another reality also exists. One that is less visible, but deeply human. In many parts of the country, South Africans and migrants live side by side. They worship together, work together, raise children together, and even build businesses together. Some migrants employ South Africans in their shops and businesses. Some South Africans have formed friendships, partnerships, and even families with people who once arrived as strangers. Facts argue that the migration debate cannot be reduced to slogans or blame, because behind every statistic is a person. A mother sending money home, a father searching for work, a child growing up between identities, a South African citizen struggling to survive in an economy that has left many behind. For some, South Africa is home. For others, it is a place of refuge, while for many, it is both. In a country still wrestling with inequality, unemployment, poverty, and unresolved historical wounds, migration has become more than a political issue. It has become a question: who belongs, who gets excluded, and what happens when desperation collides with hope? The borders remain, but so do the people living around them. In a continent faced by so many issues, one would only imagine how the future will define human rights in Africa.